The Body of Christopher Creed, Disc 7.
I stepped to the edge of the rock with the lip that hung over. As soon as the rock faltered, I remembered the space underneath it and, too late, realized I was now heavy enough to tip it over if nothing was underneath that lip. I flew head first onto the ground, flipped around, and stared wide-eyed as the huge rock met air underneath it, then came over on top of me. I clambered backward, which kept it from hitting me square in the chest, but it slammed down on my leg. I heard a crack. I don't think I even yelled out at that point. I was shocked and messed up and couldn't feel anything. A slight burning hit the center of my calf as I tried to work my leg out from under the rock, but nothing more. The rock must have weighed a couple hundred pounds. The thought of Digger Haynes losing his leg flitted through my mind and reminded me of benching a couple hundred during football seasons. But benching and sitting straight up and pushing a rock straight forward are two different things. I felt my first jolts of pain as I rocked the thing across my bones a couple of times before heaving it on a roll to the side. I sat there, huffing, shining my flashlight on this gash in my jeans. I could see blood and torn skin and a white, shiny thing poking through. Bone fragment. I stared in shock at this mess, wondering why a broken leg burned but didn't really hurt. It should hurt more than it did, I realized, and that scared me. I tried slowly to get my good foot under me, and when I leaned forward, the beam of the flashlight from the other hand fell on a black hole. I gazed at this black circle that the rock had covered, no bigger than a garbage can lid. Slowly, I brought the flashlight closer and closer. I eased myself up on my good knee, gazing at this hole like my eyes were glued to it. I was hypnotized almost, feeling myself being sucked into it. I bent down very slowly, but without hesitating, beyond being scared. My head penetrated the edge of the hole, and I brought the flashlight slowly in so I could see a dirt floor maybe 4 feet below. Dirt and something shiny beneath it. Rock. Old Indian cave. I moved the beam across the smooth wall that was maybe 30 feet away. The beam moved down to the floor, to some sort of long bundle wrapped in a reddish blanket. There was another bundle a few feet closer, and another about 10 feet from me. I froze, realizing what was in those blankets. They were wrapped with some sort of leather crisscross ties and covered with specks of gold, like jewelry or charms. I wished I had paid more attention to Lenape history in school. If you entered a grave, you might feel that you were insulting the dead and making them not rest in peace. I had none of that feeling. I would have sworn there was a feeling of relief in there. I couldn't explain it. But even when a little breeze swooped down, I felt a sense of peace and only a mild ache in my leg. The breeze made a terrible groaning sound against that smooth wall, like it had not entered here in years. Before my eyes, one of those red blankets turned colors. I wondered if I was imagining it, or if the light beam from the flashlight was faulty. The blanket seemed to be turning slowly from red to brown. My heart started to bang a little, and this weird feeling began to raise the hair on my arms. I moved the light beam off the blanket to keep myself calm, and that's when I spotted a body that was not wrapped neatly in blankets, or even covered with one. It looked out of place in this shrine. There was nothing sacred about this body. Sneakers, blue jeans, t-shirt, blonde hair. Face turned into the rock wall. Gun pointing straight up the wall.